On Hartwick College Week, why is one piece of art better than another? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Steph Rocknack, professor of philosophy, discusses how a human touch could make the difference.
Artists often embrace the new for the sake of the new, and for the sake of nothing else. The new, somehow, has been divorced from the better. This divorce might be, in part, a symptom of postmodernism, namely the conviction that all we have is the new because there's nothing else. Particularly, there's no truth. Therefore, there are no real standards. Thus, nothing is better than anything else. It's much easier to spot what's different. But different is not good enough. In some cases, it's not even good. In the Theaetetus, Socrates asks Protagoras, in so many words, how can you claim it is true that there is no truth? If this claim is true, you have refuted your claim that there is no truth. If it is false, you are no longer a Protagorean relativist. The incoherence of Protagoras' position should be enough to compel us to look for the truth, or at least a notion of better. But how can we identify better art, apart from its newness or originality? By determining how honestly it captures the human condition, regardless if the artist expresses himself in, say, an abstract or traditional manner. The term human condition pertains to those qualities that obtain of most human beings, regardless of gender, race, time period, etc. For instance, almost all of us think about death, fall in love, get betrayed, grow older, and so on. Thus, the artist must show us what it means to be human, not what is new. Of course, she might do this in a new or original way, but this is not what is most important. This is why so many of us can genuinely relate to works of art that were completed hundreds or even thousands of years ago. The message is perennial.
That was Steph Rocknack of Hartwick College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.